Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Police exploring every avenue in search for missing Sudbury councillor. Greater Sudbury Police Service, GSPS, said today every possible course of action is being taken in the bid to find missing Sudbury City Councillor Michael Vignini. Det. Staff Sergeant Barry Ornella of the GSPS Major Crimes Unit spoke to reporters at an information session held at the GSPS headquarters Thursday morning to advise the media and the community of the importance of keeping an eye out for Vignini's missing pickup truck, a black 2021 Ram 1500 with a broken taillight. He added that police will welcome any tidbit of information people might have that would help them find Vignini. Ornella said police were able to confirm that Vignini was last seen in the late afternoon of Saturday, January 27 around 5:40 p.m. Police said a home video surveillance camera captured Vignini's truck traveling westbound that day on McCharles Lake Road in Walden. Ornella said police are confident the video shows Vignini's vehicle. Read the full story here. Provincial funds sought for struggling school nutrition program. The student nutrition program Sudbury Manitoulin is struggling to make ends meet, and might have to scale down its programming next school year, unless more funding comes in. One-time funding from the province of $30,000 filled the gap last school year, and a $127,000 injection from the province, from a total pool of $5 million, is filling the gap this school year. Next school year will be a challenge unless funding boosts persist. Student Nutrition Sudbury Manitoulin manager Angeli Young, of Sudbury Better Beginnings Better Futures, walked provincial MPPs through their $500,000 request during a standing committee on finance and economic affairs pre-budget consultation in Sudbury on Tuesday. It's been several years since they received a grant increase, she said, since which time food prices have skyrocketed and the number of meals delivered more than doubled after 2019. Read the full story here. Sudbury researcher predicts late 2024 construction for Biomining Innovation Center. A Canadian expert in the field of biomining hopes to break ground on a center for mine waste technologies in Sudbury by the end of this year. Nadia Mikichik, president of MIRARCO Mining Innovation, said she's following an aggressive timeline in seeking to construct a $38 million innovation center when she spoke before the Provincial Standing Committee on Finance and Economic Affairs in Sudbury, Jan.30, as part of the government's 2024 pre-budget public hearings. Mikichik brings to the table an environmentally friendly and zero-waste solution to extract valuable minerals from mine waste. She works in a specialized field of research concerning the bio-leaching process that has the potential to crack up a huge untapped opportunity in mining, to extract millions of dollars of valuable minerals left behind in waste piles of rock, known as tailings, at abandoned mine sites while cleaning up environmental legacy issues. These minerals can't be extracted using traditional processing methods but can be cost-effectively separated using biological means. Read the full story here. City grants $170,000 for affordable student housing project. It's a tough rental housing market out there, and students with a fixed income are having a tough time finding accommodations. This, Laurentian University Associate Professor Krishna Chalagula said, is why he bought 176 Larch Street in downtown Sudbury in December. The three-story building currently houses the Gory Hole, a horror movie-themed retail store, on the main floor. Chalagula is currently having the second floor renovated to accommodate two residential units, and three units created on the third floor. Currently office space, the residential units will include a total of 10 bedrooms, which he's going to offer as affordable housing for students. Just what, exactly, affordable, means when it comes to rent has yet to be determined, but his goal is to keep prices low, but allow him to remain in the fiscal black so it's sustainable. Read the full story here. Mining Supply Export Forum coming to Sudbury. Northern Ontario mining suppliers looking to expand their export capabilities are being invited to a one-day forum in Sudbury this February. Export Forum 24, taking place on Thursday, February 8 at the city's Northbury Hotel and Conference Center, is focused on domestic and international market trends in mining. The one-day event is aimed at helping mining service and supply companies expand their reach in 10 key markets, including Ontario, Mexico, British Columbia, Saskatchewan, Chile, Nevada, Quebec, Peru, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut. The day will include an appearance by Tory Turner, an industry advisor with Microsoft, who will deliver the keynote address, Robotics, Automation and the 21st Century Miner. That will be followed by a series of concurrent breakout sessions, which will provide an overview of significant players, projects, forecasted needs, and special considerations to doing business in the related mining jurisdiction. Read the full story here. Wanted. Tip sought on location of accused Sudbury Rainbow Crime Stoppers is offering a cash reward for information leading to the arrest of John Markell on an outstanding warrant. Greater Sudbury Police allege that in December 2023, no specific date was given, Markell pointed a firearm at a person while intoxicated. Police said Markell was in possession of a number of firearms at the time of the offense. He was under court-ordered conditions at the time of the alleged offense, and has several charges before the court. Markell, 45, is described as standing 6'0" and weighing 175 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. He is believed to be in the city. Police advise the public to avoid Markell as he is considered dangerous. Read the full story here.